AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. His future had been in doubt for some time. A source tells the AP Steve Bannon is out as White House chief strategist. President Trump was asked about Bannon's status earlier this week.
I like him. He's a good man. He is not a racist. I can tell you that. He's a good person. He actually gets a very unfair press in that regard.
Bannon was a key general election campaign advisor and had been a forceful but contentious presence in a divided White House. The former leader of conservative Breitbart News had drawn fire from some of President Trump's closest advisors, including son-in-law Jared Kushner. And on also, the mother of Heather Heyer, the woman killed last weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, says she will not meet with President Trump. Susan Breaux says she got a chance to listen to what the president had to say about Charlottesville.
I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either.
Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Lankford says the president muddies the waters when he blames anyone other than white nationalist groups for the Charlottesville violence. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is calling out hatred and bigotry after the Charlottesville violence. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Tillerson says free speech is an American hallmark, but using it to promote bigotry is unacceptable.
Racism is evil. It is antithetical to America's values. It's antithetical to the American idea.
And says those who push hate damage the country they claim to love. Tillerson told State Department interns and young minority staffers he's pledging to lessen what he calls a great diversity gap at the department, saying it needs to reflect the American people by having more minorities in the senior diplomatic corps. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Tillerson says an American is among the dead in the violence in Spain. This is AP Radio News. Wall Street stocks have moved higher. The Dow is up about 22 points. The star and creator of a subversive new show on Broadway says comedy has power.
Michael Moore says they're not just jokes. The documentary filmmaker who's doing a one-man show on Broadway says humor is going to help bring down the Trump administration.
It can be devastating and it can reach a lot of people. I mean, Melissa McCarthy already brought down a member of the administration. I knew Spicer was gone the second after that first sketch was over.
Moore put members of the audience from his show, The Terms of My Surrender, on buses the other night to join the demonstration outside Trump Tower. He says he's planning about a dozen more stunts like that before the show finishes its run in October. Warren Levinson, New York.
The provider of positive vibes, Chicken Soup for the Soul, became a publicly traded company today. Chicken Soup provides television programs, online videos, best known for the books sold under the same title. 2.5 million shares of Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment are being sold. I'm Ed Donahue, the AP Radio News.